Last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast,
this missing traveling magical merchant by the name of Emmalet, who is nowhere to be seen.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh. Hello?
We are...
What is it?
We have been told that this was the last known...
We are special investigators for the Shield Marshal, Captain Roy Ayton.
Oh, the Shield Marshals, huh?
That's right.
Oh, sure, you can look around.
And they drop everything that they were holding and all start running away.
They juked us.
Vark makes an effort to trip one of them.
Okay, roll an athletics check.
Nice.
Two enormous mouths come out of the wagon,
whoa,
grab onto the heads of each one of these two strange, shambling creatures, pull it back into the wagon.
Vark is going to knock on the door, see if anything responds.
You sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
Shield Marshal? I'm opening the door! I don't care!
It's ready.
I'm just trying to play like a barbarian.
It's been too long.
A carnivorous, giant pitcher plant. They are immune to mental effects.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and cast a mental spell.
Because it's a plant.
Pitcher plant monsters have now wrapped their vines around him and are constricting him to death. Lobs a glob of acid out of one of its pitcher buckets right at Darnayru and Kal-El.
Gross. And I mouth, I hate you, but you can't hear it because you're deaf.
Burn.
Yeah, see? You're deaf. Ha ha.
I would try to burn these
no
things.
No longer trying to escape.
Like a barbarian.
I'm done.
Is mad and angry and realize that being grabbed isn't that bad. That's a miss, obviously. So that is the end of round two. And that is the end of this week's episode.
Oh,
and
what?
There is the Dice of Thunder podcast.
And now it's time for a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, secretly filmed and live cast this whole time. Hashtag Big Bugbear is watching.
How dare you?
Big Man Bear Pig is watching.
What's a bugbear?
Where is it being cast?
Bugbear's a creature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In Pathfinder.
Dark web.
Where,
listen,
indeed.
There's no secrets.
Secretly, this whole time.
There's no
secret. I would have found it.
Our whole life.
We would have found it by now.
Yeah.
That's true.
Brittany is the FBI. The entire FBI.
This whole, like, chasing Sasquatch thing, she's met him. She's just lying and saying she hasn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anyone to know.
Yeah.
You know exactly. What I mean? Gotta keep him safe.
I saw a video that made me think of the Hoffmans. It was this video of a giant doing push-ups on this mountain. You see this thing?
No.
What? Yeah.
Was it who?
What giant? No one knows. I don't know. Was giant?
Is this how many the Marble you know? Mountain?
I know one. He's in this room.
You're a giant.
Got him.
No, there's like this live footage of this giant doing push-ups on his mountain.
But when you say like giant on a mountain, mountains are like...
A mountain, bro.
Yeah, but how big is this giant compared
That's
to this mountain?
That's just the movie Troll.
Such a good movie.
That's a great movie.
Or Troll Hunters.
Troll Hunters.
Never saw it.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah,
both Troll are great.
Hunters. Yeah, never just seen both any great. Of them.
Maybe think of you.
Go watch Troll Hunters first.
Really?
Drop that link. I want to see.
Shout out Troll Hunters.
Shout out. Hashtag Troll Hunters.
Gotta catch them all.
Gotta catch them all. Troll Hunters.
I just realized it's been long enough. If we wanted to, Jordan, we could totally spoil Deadpool and Wolverine because it's...
For the listeners?
Excuse
me.
Well, no. I haven't seen it.
I know. It just came out 2 days ago in our world, but in reality, this is like September something. It's been out for a long time.
Don't worry. When you're listening to this, I've already seen it.
In the future past, everyone future will have seen it by now.
In the future past.
Not everybody.
Most people.
Oh, not Duvall.
Wow.
There's a lot of good reasons to see it. I'll just say
there
that.
Are, anyway. There are.
Deadpool's best, a lot for me, man.
He's best dying Marvel, to spoil all
best
of
Best Marvel movie since Endgame. I'll say it.
Whoa.
Wow.
I said it. Yep.
Are you serious? Said it.
I'm yes. inclined That's to agree. It's still under review for me. But
okay.
I am inclined to agree.
It's all fan service and it's all
Which
great.
Is great.
It's all
movies
great.
Should be fan service yep. because
especially Marvel.
They're fans. Fans.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why that's like a criticism that they make of movies, and then they release a movie that's fan service, and it opens up to like $70 billion
yeah.
in 2 days. Oh.
Yeah, that's why we go more often. Fans go to see movies.
Oh, weird.
Like, give us what we want.
Like, someone's going to...
Seems
like Deadpool and Wolverine, yeah. The third Deadpool movie, someone's going to be out there going, oh, finally. A motion picture worthy of my time. I've never seen motion pictures before.
Yeah, that guy's not seen this
movie. I'm going to Deadpool and Wolverine.
Pinkies up. Cheerio.
That's exactly Let's how go. I sound. That's why I'm not seeing it. Is it a Favreau movie? Is this a Favreau?
I cannot answer that question about Jon Favreau without potentially spoiling the movie.
I just call him Favreau because we're like
you're
that.
On that basis.
Yep. Yeah.
So. You don't call him Johnny basis. Favs? Maybe that's just his friends.
I call him Favy, personally.
Favy?
Yeah.
Fabio.
Fabio.
Yeah. More like Fabio.
Fabio.
Now I won't see it.
That's amazing.
I can neither confirm nor deny Jon Favreau's involvement in this movie.
Also, for the kids listening, do not watch Deadpool.
Yeah. If you're under the age of 30, then Deadpool might be too extreme for you.
It's a dumb movie. You wouldn't like it.
Yeah. It's not funny. When you're 18,
it's terrible.
When you're an adult, you can maybe your own get choices. The jokes. So, Greg's kids who are listening to this?
No.
PSA.
Dad said no.
Dads of the world say no.
Computer says no.
Well, we're not a movie review podcast. Ooh, that was a good one.
Kind of.
Did you get it?
Good one.
What?
The reference?
What'd you say?
Never mind.
Moment's gone.
That was amazing.
I didn't hear what you said.
No one heard what you said.
Well, you said that was a good one.
Because he said computer says no.
Yeah, computer says no.
I was... referring to myself.
Oh,
you were giving yourself a compliment?
I was giving myself a compliment. Okay.
Gosh, I'm awesome
my
and humble.
My segue was amazing. Yeah.
Not that that wasn't awkward at all. Nice job.
Yeah, Greg. Oh,
he's just gonna salty because I was shushing him last week.
Gonna be a spicy episode.
I already forgot you shushed me.
I like spicy Greg. This is fun.
All right.
Oh, great. Here it comes.
Let's take it back to the screw overlook. Cue up the combat music. Uh-oh. Bam, there it goes.
We're in the middle of combat.
We're in the right smack dab in the middle of combat.
Gamesmanship.
It's the top of round three.
Gamesmanship.
Gamesmanship is an inspiration.
Yeah.
Man.
It inspires me to be very violent.
Got that tattooed on my lower back.
Why the lower back?
That's where you put all great messages.
We start round three with Darnayru.
Yes, we do, and I've had a long time to think about my turn. So I'm going to, for my first action, move. I'm standing right next to Kal-El, just to update everybody where I'm at.
Yes.
Which is 30 feet away from the space I'm going to move, which is right behind the plant thing that is grabbing.
Editor's note, it's 25 feet.
A straight line is 25.
That's
a good point.
It was a good cut-in, wasn't it?
We've arrived.
It sounded like a cut-in.
It sounded like a cut-in.
It was live.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Okay.
So good. I move there, and now I'm flanking with this creature.
Yes, you are.
Because even though it's got Varg grabbed, Varg can still make a melee
Varg
strike.
Varg is threatening it.
For my second action, for my second trick, I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my hat. Analyze weakness.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I'm going to analyze this creature's weakness, which is just a single action.
Yes.
And then my third is going to try to hit it while it's flanked with my Flisser.
Darnayru wading into combat.
And I rolled a 25.
That is a miss.
Yep. That was a terrible roll.
And that is the end of your turn?
That's it.
Okay. That brings us to the very excitable zombie who will move out of the wagon and flank Varg with the vine creature.
I don't like that. And Varg strikes at it.
Okay. Roll to hit.
12 on the die, 29 to hit.
A 29 is a hit.
Yes.
37 total.
Okay.
And 5 of that is caustic damage.
Very good. 37, that's a good hit. And now it's going to strike at you, rolling to hit. 33 to hit Varg.
That is a crit.
A crit. No.
Man.
Dang.
This is not good. I'm
50 damage.
Very
what?
Good.
As this creature has electricity arcing between the rods that are sticking out of its back.
Yeah, you'd supercharge
loads it. Up its fist with electricity and just lays right into Varg's kidney from the back.
Bam! That's what he sounds like.
That's the first attack.
Oh my god.
Now has gained a third action.
Because he's...
from getting juiced up and is going to strike again.
How do you put out electricity?
Water.
Baking soda.
26 to hit.
That is a hit.
Really?
He's off guard.
Yeah.
19
I'm
damage.
I'm off guard. I'm sickened.
Yeah. He's got a lot of debuffs right now. 19 and damage.
Varg is dying one.
Oh man.
Oh,
Varg falls unconscious, is still grabbed, drops Kinflenser, and it is Luton's turn. No hero points.
Oh. None.
Varg slides an initiative. Also, he will not act on his next turn, which was normally after the plant creature. He goes now, right after Darnayru.
Okay, since he's down, I'm going to leave him there for now. Luton's going to cast Blazing Bolt on both creatures.
Uh-oh.
Score.
60-foot range.
Here we go.
One or more creatures. It's fire, so I need to roll to hit.
Roll to hit twice. Yes, twice. At your highest attack bonus both times.
Ooh, 16 and 17, so 33 for one.
And 34 for the other.
Do I roll?
16 plus 17?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. 33.
Okay.
Which one were you shooting first?
The zombie.
Okay, so 34 against the zombie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now against the plant.
30 even?
30
oh
even.
Oh my gosh, those are great rolls.
That's a hit against the plant.
Are any of them crit?
I'm getting there. Come on. It's a hit against the plant and a crit against the zombie.
Okay. So yeah. We do 46 fire damage, regular damage.
What level did you cast that at?
Level 2.
Okay. It still does the enhanced damage. And you did not heighten this bolt, is what you're telling me? You cast it at level 2?
Yeah, because I'm down some spell
slots.
Oh,
okay.
So I don't...
We haven't rested in a while.
Yeah.
That's true.
So.
Try to help calculate the damage, because Blazing Bolt can be a little tricky when you do more than one action to attack with it. The damage doubles. So 4d6 to both.
46,
yep.
Not 66. I was trying to do some extra damage there. Okay, 17 on the dice.
To the zombie would be 34. That was
nice.
The first target.
Yeah.
Okay, and the plant. Now roll 4d6 again for a different, because it's a different bolt.
Light him on fire.
13,
okay. Very good.
And then that was only two actions.
Yes.
So I'm going to command a Kal-El to attack.
All right. It does not have
action.
To move and can hit either creature where
That's
he's
amazing.
At.
One of each.
One of each. A jaw and a claw.
A
Who
jaw
gets
and
the
a claw.
Jaw? Who gets the claw?
The weird creature gets the jaw.
All right. Roll to hit with Kal-El's jaws on this shambling monstrosity that we all know is a zombie.
30.
Yeah.
30's a hit.
Yeah.
2d6
plus 8.
2d6 plus
8.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. He's so buff in the jaw.
Just chewing gum all
he
day.
He is mewing all day.
all day. Yes.
20.
We'll chat.
20 damage. Come on. Holy smokes,
and
that's a lot of damage.
Let's do a claw on the plant.
Sure. Yeah, whatever you like.
Only 20 on that. That's a miss. Probably.
That's a miss. And would have missed the other one too, Greg. I can see your wheels spinning. That is the end of Luton's turn. The plant that has Varg unconscious in its hands now takes its turn.
Yeah. Hi.
So it's going to strike Darnayru because he's in melee range and he's alive.
It's true.
38 to hit Darnayru.
That is a crit.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh.
This is not good. 38.
How are you on health points?
66 health points. Health points, hit points.
Take 46 away from that.
My oh my gosh.
From a critical strike.
That hurts.
Brutal.
Yeah,
I 20 forget. Of that was acid damage,
okay.
If that matters.
Was any of it mental?
No, none of it was mental damage. I deeply apologize.
You don't sound very sorry, if I could be frank.
Yeah, well,
can I be frank?
You can be frank.
All right.
I'll be Scott.
Okay. I'm down to 20 hit points.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm stressed out.
Now it's the plant creature's turn. You're also grabbed.
Don't talk to me that way.
Yeah, well. And now... with a Darnayru in one vine hand and an unconscious Kolo in the other vine hand, I'm
Doesn't
going to constrict you both.
Oh, man.
Great.
Great. Great.
So I need fortitude saves.
Great.
Fortitude. I have grabbed selected.
Yes. That doesn't lower it, though, right?
No.
Okay.
Luckily, it doesn't. 24.
All right.
37.
37. Okay, well, that's a critical success.
Boom.
So nothing happens to Varg. His unconscious body resists the squeeze. But Darnayru is critically squeezed.
Critically squeezed?
No, just regular squeezed.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
I can't be critically squeezed.
You can't be critically squeezed.
Is it high pulp count?
I don't know what that means.
Orange juice joke?
Orange juice.
Yeah. Squeeze, orange
oh,
juice joke.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I got it. Oof, that was rough.
I'll take a hero point.
No, you will not. Seven squeezing, bludgeoning damage to Darnayru. And that is the end of the plant creature's turn, bringing us to Kairos Duvala.
Let's do some things.
Kill cast thing.
Should I kill the thing or should I kill the dude?
Cast pesticide. Not pesticide. Cast Roundup. Yeah.
Roundup.
I'm going to cast something similar. It's called Holy Light. Ooh. So turn on the magic of color light for... it's a third level.
It's good. It's good.
It's a third level spell. Two actions. I'm in cast Arcane Cascade stance.
You're already in that?
I'm already in that.
It's good. I like all these words, though.
Me too. I love them.
Words mean things.
So that is going to be a...
Are you shooting an arrow?
Yeah.
Okay, so further describing your attack, you're doing a spell strike with Holy Light. Okay, very good.
Spell strike. 25 to hit.
25. What creature were you hitting? What were you shooting at? That's also
plant.
Important.
The plant.
That is a miss.
Dang it.
You have one action left.
I just want to shoot an arrow at the plant.
Should have curved the arrow.
An arrow at the plant, which did not regenerate itself at the end of its last turn, by the way.
Interesting.
Don't plant.
Because it's still smoldering.
Hmm. Oh, from fire damage.
Yes.
Hmm. Excellent.
21.
21's a miss.
Can't regenerate because it's...
I hate this.
On fire.
Hmm. That is the end... What now, Greg?
Grab. Requirement. The monster's last action was a successful strike.
Yes.
That lists the grab as the damage entry, right?
Check. Yep.
Effect, if used after a strike, the monster attempts a grapple.
Oh.
Which means you don't get a free grab unless there is something weird in there.
Oh.
What I was trying to look up is if you're off guard when you're grabbing something.
Right.
But I don't even get that far. It says you have to attempt a grapple.
Personally.
You're not personally.
The grab's automatic.
It is?
Struck. Yes.
Okay.
For this particular creature.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I appreciate
you checking. But you're not off guard when you're grabbing something too?
As the grabber?
As the grabber, not the grabby.
I am not. No.
Okay.
I am not.
Bummer. I was hoping his arrow would have hit then.
Because I am not grabbed.
You are not grabbed.
Even if I was, that would have been a miss.
Well then, Duval, roll better.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm trying.
It's not nice. He's not nice.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, they doubled down on you.
Spicy Greg is something else.
Spicy Greg's just firing. You're on his team.
Yeah, that wasn't really spicy.
It's okay.
It was like mild
Buffalo. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're going to live forever.
Okay.
It's also your turn at the top of round four.
We're already at the top of round four?
We sure are.
Then Darnayru.
Time she's a-flying.
Cannot do anything to move.
Do we need another fortitude save?
For what?
For the new round.
For what?
Didn't we have to roll a fortitude save for each new round?
Only if you haven't critically succeeded already and you have.
We're immune. Okay.
You guys are all... Everybody that's in the stinky cloud right now is immune at this point.
What about Luton's stinky cloud?
I'm not in the stinky cloud.
That drifted away. Oh, good question.
Oh, yeah.
Luton cast the toxic cloud and she cast it right at the edge of all the
enemies.
She
did the crop dusting.
And the crop dusting cloud moves away.
Okay.
It, like in the spell text. It
passes through the rest of the
dock. Yeah, I'm so sorry, Thunder Buddies. Thank you, Jordan, for bringing that up because we discussed it between episodes about her toxic cloud, and the spell text for toxic cloud says that the spell, once cast, whatever its diameter is, it moves away 10 feet each round. And so after that first round, there were no creatures in its radius anymore.
Gotcha.
So there is a stinky cloud floating
off somewhere.
People are
10 feet at a time.
People are just dropping.
Yeah, I had to cast it at the edge of where the creatures were, so I didn't hit everybody else.
Didn't want
to
hit her friends.
But in the future, I could cast it short of the enemies, and it will drift into them, and it will cause lots of toxic damage.
You can dismiss it with a single action at any time during its duration, which is 1 minute.
Hmm.
So thank you. Thank you. That was a huge, gaping, massive continuity plot hole. Mm-hmm. We've never had one of those on this show before.
No, never.
So,
thanks, Jordan.
I do appreciate you clearing that up.
Got it.
Duval's like, what is happening?
Noises.
Yeah. You just you just raspberried inside the.
Yeah, I raspberried. That's
back
me.
To Darnayru.
Darnayru is going to start his turn with Analyze Weakness. Last time.
Again.
he looked at the creature and he found the perfect spot. But he just missed it.
Yeah, he did.
So this time he's like, oh, I found the perfect spot. And I'm going to do twin feint, rolling for the first attack.
Okay.
Natty 14.
Listen, I ordered a calculator just for
2d12.
Here we go. 32. How about that?
That's a hit.
Okay, so it's only 2d6 plus 6 plus 1d6.
Plus 6.
This is my first one, so I rolled a 6 and a 5.
Suplex.
11 plus 6 is 17.
Yes, it is. All day.
So you got 17 there, and it's...
you got 17 here.
I don't know if he can... if he's.
Yeah, I said it.
Can take bleed damage, but it's 1d6 persistent bleed damage if he can bleed. So I'm going to set that off to the side.
This is kind of a kid's show.
So the first hit happened... The first hit happened, which means he's off guard automatically to my second one.
Oh.
Even if I missed. So the second for that twin feint. Please be good. Natty 18.
Plus
14.
Ooh.
2012 again.
2012 again.
That's a hit. That's a hit.
Okay. Now it is analyzed weakness.
Oh, it's weak.
So I am doing... Now my attack is 66 plus 6.
66 plus...
2, 4, 6.
6
is... Sorry. Oh my gosh, I rolled 3 ones.
Oh. Yahtzee. 8, 9, 10,
11, 12, 13 plus 6 is 19. And then it's
Play it. Play the noise.
Is that it? That's it. And unless he's undead.
He's bleeding.
He's bleeding, but if he's not undead, then there's no vitality damage. So it would be persistent vitality if he's... Oh, if he's fey, that was a cold iron on the second blade as well.
All right.
So there you go.
Good to know.
Not the first hit, only the second hit.
The plant acknowledges your attack.
Thank you, plant, for acknowledging.
What are you going to do with your no more actions?
Pass my turn.
It's Varg's turn.
Run away.
He can't.
Varg is unconscious and dying one, if I'm not mistaken. Dying two.
You were, whoa,
why are you wounded one already? Oh, it automatically. Okay.
He was wounded one before.
So
you weren't.
No.
The constrict did damage to him while he was down.
No, he resisted it.
Yeah. I did. I rolled a crit fortitude save.
Erase everything double I said. Close my mouth.
I'm trying.
A double crit. Okay.
So the only thing that you can do is a DC 11, which is 10 plus your dying value, flat check.
Mm-hmm.
To stabilize.
Come on.
Oh my gosh.
No hero points.
I rolled a 2.
Ugh.
Varg is dying too.
No.
Perfect.
And it is the zombie's turn who's standing next to Varg.
Ugh.
Perfect.
Here I am again.
Yep.
Rock me like a hurricane.
Moral conundrum of what do I do?
Let the dice decide.
I think that's my choice. Odds or evens, Varg?
Oh, I hate this. Even?
If I roll an even... Yeah. The zombie will try to consume you and eat you, you know, and attack you while you're unconscious.
Gross.
Yeah.
If I roll an odd, it will go after Kal-El, because that's the next target, one square away.
Okay. Why did I knock on this door?
Here's why I don't like this, because if I have 3 attacks.
Yeah, I know.
And you're dying too, and you have no hero points, and nobody bothered to stabilize you, which is why you shift an initiative. To ahead of the creature that knocked you unconscious, by the way. If I roll an even on this thunder die, Varg dies. There's no way to avoid it because I'm going to hit him with all 3 attacks. So is what we just established. I don't think I like this.
Hold on.
What's the name of the spell that saves people's lives?
I can jump in.
It's on his list.
That one.
No, well, I'm saying
stabilize.
None of us can remember the name of it. It's on his list somewhere.
It's stabilize.
It's not stabilize. Oh, the free one. It's breath of life. Do you have any castings of that?
No. Okay. He used it twice in the combat against the smog wraiths.
3 times.
So you can only stabilize then on your turn, unfortunately.
Okay, I'm rolling a die. I'm gonna roll it in front of you.
This is disrespectful.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Kal-El, let's go.
17.
Ooh. That's a miss, right?
I get so stressed out when I'm about to murder you.
You got so stressed out you stood up and rolled in front of him? That's gangster. Hey, I'm stressed out. Watch me end your life.
It's all out on the table.
Very La Costa Nostra over here.
2 strikes against Kal-El.
Okay.
The first one is... A 22 to hit.
Miss.
The second strike is a 17 to hit.
Miss.
We went from almost murdering Varg permanently to missing twice on Kal-El, and it is now Luton's turn.
Yay!
Yeah.
Roller coaster of emotion!
The dice decided.
They sure did. I'll sleep tonight. What are you going to do, Luton?
Burn, baby, burn again. Burn, baby, burn.
All right, zapping 2.
Zapping 2.
Roll to hit twice.
Roll to hit twice.
Luton's, it's so funny to see her because she's just this little blue dot on the map, 20 feet or so away, and she's like a nuclear warhead over there. Who's
for
the,
real?
Who's the first roll against?
The thing, the Rambachamba.
Nope. Didn't understand. You gotta be more specific.
The Frankenstein's monster. Okay, what are we calling
Ramble
it?
Ramble
Chamble. Oh, rambling. Oh, yeah.
The Shambling.
Creature?
Rambachamba. That's what I said. You say Fubli and we move on with this combat. Okay.
Right. It's not hard.
It's late. Sorry. So
that's going to be 29 to hit.
That is a hit.
Nice.
On the zombie.
So should I roll to hit the other one first or do damage? Okay.
Roll to hit the other one first. It's more dramatic that way, right?
Okay. So for the plant.
The plant. Same bonus to hit.
Oh, I'm going to use a hero point.
Whoa. Okay. Nice. What'd you roll?
A two.
Okay.
Not one to hit, I don't think. I'm going to use a different dice.
And it was an 18 total or something like that? It definitely would not have
hit. It would have been 19.
19 total?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're a plus 17 on these?
Roll a 9.
This is 20. Better. Also, 29 to hit.
The AC of the Dazulin is 28. That is a hit.
Yeah.
So they both hit.
Yeah.
Great. So that's 4d6 fire on each one.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
On the zombie?
Let's see. We got 13.
Okay. And on the plant?
12.
How would you like to describe two kills?
Yes!
Oh my gosh!
As both creatures are dead.
Finally.
Double kill.
I was like, how much health do these things
have? Kill.
They
kill
just blip out of existence.
Oh, man. Yes. They don't even burn.
There's like a little... Yeah. It's a little smoke left, and that's it.
Kill-tacular.
Delete.
That's awesome.
As the Dazulon blanks out of existence, a corpse is disgorged from its body and falls on the ground in front of you guys.
Oh, wow. You were right.
There was a corpse in it.
It had, in one of its pictures, a body that it was consuming.
Yum.
And for investigative purposes, we'll say that the shambling creature falls to the ground.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you guys want to take a look at it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe don't blink it out of existence.
Yeah.
We need to look at it.
Re-blink.
It's hit points definitely blink out of existence. But you guys are no longer in combat. Congratulations, Shumfala 5.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done.
Don't go knocking on covered wagons.
Don't go knock, knock, knocking on covered wagons.
Hey.
Hey.
Peter, you're doing it.
Wait
you're
a minute.
You're playing with us,
Wait
Peter.
A
you're singing.
You're flying, Peter. You're flying. Good job. Welcome home.
Second star on the left, straight on till
there
morning.
There you are.
I love that movie.
Oh, I've seen it's that movie a thousand so times, man.
I think Duval is something he just wants to say.
Oh, yeah, I want to stabilize this dude.
Hook.
Oh, yes, Duval. Please.
That was the movie we were talking about.
I know what Hook is, dude. I was in it.
All right, you stabilize Vard.
He was Rufio.
I was unconscious.
Rufio's body double.
You were the stuntman?
I did all his flips.
Oh, that wow.
makes perfect sense.
What about his crows? Did you crow
you
for him?
He definitely did his crows.
He did. He definitely did.
He didn't crow crows?
No, okay. That was all dialect coach.
Okay. We trained together, yeah. But yeah, he definitely.
Well, Shumfala 5 are looking pretty banged up.
We'd like to investigate the corpse, please. Yeah. Actually, we need to stabilize.
Are you guys taking a moment to heal some H pizzles?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
All right, hit me with that sweet hot healing music, Jordan. And we're back. The Shumfala 5 had an amazing round of getting themselves back on their feet.
Oh, yeah.
Two critically successful treat wounds and all the charges spent off the Staff of Greater Heal. The other wand charge spent for the day. So as far as items go, you guys are out of charges. And then Kairos burned his last two level 3 spells.
Yeah, I did.
And now everyone is at 100% hit points.
And no wounds.
And no wounds.
And no spells.
And no spells.
And no spells.
Which right. is problematic.
I have spells, but
I got cantrips, you know.
Okay, so we want to investigate.
Absolutely.
These bodies.
You get into the... What would you like to?
I want to look at the zombie body.
Amazing.
Brittany, you can't pretend you're not a nerd anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you quoting Tom Carty music, you're a nerd. Just accept it.
Welcome
Say
to
it.
The club.
I have accepted
Say
it.
Say it out loud to America, to the world.
No.
All right. You've got a couple things you can look at. You've got a wagon. You've got a body. You've got a body. Two different bodies.
Let's look at the zombie body first.
Yeah,
the zombie body.
I want to confirm.
Is it
this
poor?
Zombie? Yeah.
I mean, we fought this guy without knowing what it even was.
Yeah, we didn't get a successful knowledge check. I dropped zombie a couple times. It's obviously what it was. Yeah. It was an undead monstrosity.
Yeah.
It was a zombie, but what was up with the electricity jib-jab?
Yeah.
That was weird.
As you examine this dead husk of a human being,
okay,
you see that there are copper rods that have been just stuffed into it forcibly in multiple locations. And that was what was conducting this electrical charge, you noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it didn't have a charge at first. It was just inert.
Thanks, Varg.
And it got hit by electricity damage and got supercharged, okay? This is obviously unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
This marriage of clockwork and necromancy.
Mm.
Interesting.
Because zombies don't just come back to life. You have to do necromantic magic. The other thing you notice about it, it's wearing a uniform.
Oh, no.
And on the back of the uniform, it says very clearly...
Maintenance.
Tin Wound Hydroforge Maintenance.
Oh.
Can I get a hero point?
That's awesome. Just said maintenance.
Because you asked? Absolutely not. But I was going to give you one, just for the record.
Stop it.
No, you can have one.
Thank you.
You know what? You can have two.
Ah!
Whoa.
Two at once?
Huh? Yeah.
That's
you can all have two hero points.
Thanks, GM. Yes. Who's so
that doesn't make it special when you give everybody.
Pick a bunch of rolls, guys. Use them up. Go to sleep.
I'm assuming you guys are going to want to go to sleep after this.
I'm never sleeping again.
You jerk.
Just kidding. So they're coming from, that guy came from the Hydroforge. The body that came out of the
guy
plant.
Was disgorged out of the pitcher plant.
Is that guy wearing a uniform?
He's wearing a top hat and
tails.
Oh, no.
Emmett was Aiden.
And does appear to match the description of the figure you saw in the misty memory.
Is there a way to confirm it's him?
No, you just assume that it is. You could probably talk to his employees, but they took off a long time ago.
When
you threatened them with the police and everything else.
So if we run the tape back, his own equipment ate him?
We don't know where this animal or this vine thing came from.
Okay.
Ran into there, and the tentacle-looking things, which I'm assuming are vines, came out and grabbed the things that were attacking.
Yep.
Him, right.
Which would have been... where's the other one, though?
Where's the other one? But aren't both of these cards his?
Yes.
So he didn't know that these killer plants, the Feed Me
Seymours...
Do you
want to investigate the other wagon? You guys haven't been inside there yet.
Yeah, yes. I do want to investigate but... is there any loot from either of these things? Because I'm
a
looty. Can
we do the investigation first?
I'm sure. So confused. Okay. There's
and
two wagons,
I'll give you all
right?
the loot at once. There's two wagons. You did not investigate the second wagon.
Wagon we're standing in front of. We didn't actually go inside.
Because combat, took off.
I was like, did we see his bed already? Like, yeah. Keeps a dirty room. Got it.
You did. That was the other wagon.
Other wagon. This is the Chuck wagon.
If you go inside, and I'll just kind of put you in there so you guys can see inside there. There you go.
Okay.
A large workbench is covered with test tubes and glass beakers. Packed crates and jugs of liquids are stored along the walls of this wagon. There's also a planter area in the back of the wagon. And you can see two holes in the dirt where these plants had been dislodged.
Dislodged or crawled their way out of the dirt?
They did not crawl their way out of the dirt.
Hmm.
They do not do that.
Was Homeboy feeding these mutagens?
So let's do a nature check.
Nature check.
Luton, you're up.
I got some nature, too.
I'm going to aid her roll because I rolled a natty 18, baby.
Good Lord.
29 is a critical aid, so plus 2 to whatever your 1,000.
35.
Okay.
Jeez.
So the soil in the investigation of the nature check, you can see that these plants were violently removed from their location in this soil area. It's like a planter box on the inside of the wagon. And so Emmett was keeping them, and they were planted there and stored in this wagon normally. And if you look around, you can see some of the inside, some of the jars and trinkets and other things like that are feeder mice that you assume would be dropped into these pitcher plants in order to keep them healthy. So if Emlet would have ripped them out of the ground and therefore startled them, they would have turned aggressive and he weaponized them. The things you saw in the misty memory were the two plants reaching out and grabbing two of these zombies.
Yeah.
Right. So where's the other zombie?
Yeah.
I need a survival check.
Oh, this goes against Luton's religion.
Survival?
No, the removing the plants violently and definitely. Turning them evil.
I only rolled a 14. Our survival guy didn't roll very well.
15.
Oh.
Come on, Vark.
I rolled an 18.
Yeah.
But I'm untrained.
You're unsure where that other zombie is.
Oh, I thought you meant like a natty 18. I was like, that's great. No.
We have hero points that are going to go away after we sleep.
Let's hero point.
Yeah, go ahead.
My survival's terrible, so it shouldn't be me. Two.
Mine is great.
I think Duval's the survival master.
Blimey, I am.
He's got one more than me.
Why aren't you rolling better?
I don't know. Both rolled the same.
What goes around comes around.
I got a survival.
Survival?
21.
No, I'm using a hero point to reroll mine.
Okay.
No?
You still don't know anything.
All right.
A natty 13 plus 11, so 24.
24 tells you that you can see another set of zombie tracks that were the most recent tracks inside this wagon.
They were the most recent tracks. So the thing we just killed were the most recent tracks. Is that what you mean?
No, the thing you just killed was not making tracks when you found it. It was on the floor of the wagon.
Correct.
So you see another set of zombie tracks. Those are the most recent tracks, but you cannot tell where they went.
Hmm.
But you know that it moved around after the fight ended inside the wagon.
Can I use my other hero point?
Sure.
Yep.
Why not?
Why not?
I rolled the same thing.
You did. You need
this. This is great.
Get rid of that die.
I love it. Wait, hold on. Think about it a little bit more.
I know Emmelet. No, I'm saying Emmelet got eaten. One of the other zombies got eaten. That's three bodies. So it makes sense. But we didn't see another body follow the other plant, which means it probably got up and walked away.
Okay.
But
wait,
why would the battle stop?
Why but?
Because the battle would keep going. Why would they stop?
Why?
The zombie
I don't know where
away.
He went because I didn't roll high enough for survival.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
All you can do is make up the most outrageous thing and believe that 100%.
For the record, you said something that makes zero actual sense.
No, I said that after
the battle, fight, and how would that battle stop? The plants aren't going to stop being aggressive.
How do you? What if they
unless
had
they
something
were full?
Right.
Oh, okay. But it was already inside the other thing. So what? He didn't eat the other body.
Got to eat both bodies,
didn't he?
No, it was on the floor.
Yeah.
How did it come back though? That's the check that I want to do. The roll I want to figure out is how did this zombie come back to life? What do I got to roll for that?
What is necromancy magic?
Occult? No.
Religion check.
I can roll a religion check.
I'm a plus zero.
Oh, I would like to roll a religion. Can I?
Yeah.
Also?
You're a plus one. Who's our religion guy?
I do.
You're our arcana guy.
I'm going to aid.
28.
Whoa.
Okay. Go ahead and aid.
Plus 10, 17, and I have plus
I
two.
You had a high religion skill.
Nah, I don't have that.
I have plus two to aid with my pack hunter, so 19 total.
That's an aid.
Can I attempt to aid if I'm untrained, though? Is that a no? Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a plus zero. I just got to roll higher than a 15?
Yep. It's a hard roll if you're untrained, so.
It's only 11.
Okay.
Nope.
16 plus an aid. A 17.
Yep. All right. So with a plus two to that, that's a total of 30. These zombies were reanimated through aggressive necromancy magic, is what you can tell.
So actually was somebody had who? Okay.
Porpoise. What is his name?
Parsis.
Porpoise.
He has a bad porpoise.
I mean, he
said
is.
Said that on porpoise.
As far as we know, it's sounding like he's at the hydro station.
Yeah,
so
the tin
let's go
foil.
There.
Porpoise does make sense.
Tin wound hydro foil.
Thank you. It's poetic.
You're close. Yeah.
Porpoise the Necromancer.
I never actually wrote the name of the place. So.
Tin Wound.
Tin Wound. Hydro Forge.
Yeah.
Hydro Forge.
She did it. Yeah. Say it.
Tin Wound. Hydro Forge.
Say I'm a nerd.
I'm
So we know they're coming from there. We know that Porpoise is down there doing it.
Yeah.
Parsis.
We need to rest and then go there.
Well, is there anything else we need to learn from here?
Just
we need our loot.
How much loot you're going to collect.
That's right. Yeah.
And if we can examine what might be Emmelet's body for any further clues or hints.
Yeah.
Well, Emmelet's body is telling us to go to the Hydra Forge.
Yeah,
that's what we just...
His
whatever.
Body is just...
It's the arrow
it
pointing
targeted.
To that building.
They were... Yep. The zombies were sent.
Yep.
Somehow, some way.
Emmelet
was
though.
Attacked, and he fought back and was successful to a point where his own creations ate him.
I'm just wondering why he was targeted.
I think because Parsis is helping Lovelace destroy the screw.
Yeah. Loot that body.
You find 200 gold pieces.
Ooh,
straight up GP?
Stashed on Emmelet's body.
guy's rich.
That was his.
You know what?
Winnie,
I take back
his...
everything I said about covered wagons. Always knock on a covered wagon.
Additionally, you find 8 doses of snake oil.
Ooh.
Which is a legitimate item in Pathfinder.
Like a legitimate mutagen?
Yes. It's like a legitimate, it's like a panacea almost. Cure all. The other thing you find are 2 doses of effervescent decoction. What's an effervescent decoction, you say?
Yes, please.
Great question, Greg.
Thank you.
It's a level 10 item.
Okay.
This bubbly potion is purportedly made from winds gathered from the mana wastes and distilled into a liqueur.
Hey.
For 1 hour after you imbibe this decoction, you can belch fizzy foam around a willing creature or unattended object, surrounding them with a pink bubble.
Why?
Exactly.
Once per minute, you can belch a bubble by using 2 interact actions. This has effects similar to a levitate spell.
Oh.
Just like in...
It's like in Godzilla. It, no.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Fizzy Remember? Lifting drink?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, Godzilla? Where,
Godzilla versus Kong, Gravity.
Oh!
Yeah. New Empire.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Godzilla.
She got real excited.
I'm obsessed with Godzilla.
She thought we were going to get to talk about Godzilla.
I would love to talk about Godzilla.
Did you say concoction or decoction?
Decoction.
Thank you.
Oh, decoction. Okay.
116.
You cannot control the bubbles. They rise 10 feet per round on their own. The bubble is sturdy enough to resist minor bumps or heavy winds, but if the item or creature takes any damage, the bubble pops, canceling the levitation effect.
Ooh,
the creature
falls to your death.
Falls. Yeah. If a creature surrounded by a bubble uses a move action rather than just riding within the bubble also pops.
You say bubble funny.
Bubble.
Bubble. Bubble.
I got some deep bees. Bubble.
How many of those would be fine?
2.
2.
2 fizzy lifting drinks.
2 fizzy lifting drinks.
2 of those and 6 bottles of snake oil?
And 8 bottles of snake oil.
Sounds like a party.
It does.
What does the snake oil do for us?
You sell it to people.
You can apply it to a wound or other outward symptom.
Sell it for gold.
Yeah,
basically.
Step right up!
You can apply snake oil onto a wound or other outward symptom of an affliction or condition, such as sores from a disease or discoloration from a poison. For the next hour, the symptom disappears.
Right.
Like I said, aches, okay. Pain, stir, anything that hurts your brain.
And the wounded or afflicted creature doesn't feel as if it still has a wound or affliction, although the effects remain. A creature can uncover the ruse by succeeding at a DC 17 perception check, but only if it uses a seek action.
Mortimer's Miracle Magic Oil. Step right up.
Dude,
so
you could
temporarily remove symptoms.
No. Poison. It's even better than that. You poison someone and apply it.
And then they don't heal themselves.
Because they don't think they're poisoned anymore.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Subterfuge.
I like it.
Assassination.
Yeah.
Now we know how Lovelace will die. An overly complex plot from Greg.
That will work.
Chalk to cloud and some snake oil. Yeah.
An arrow between her shoulder blades.
All I got to do is be invisible and go, kaya. She'll never see it coming.
Le stab. Le poke. That's where you're at. Investigation concluded.
Nailed it.
The screw overlook.
Wow.
We need to rest.
I say we go back to the bulletin barrel, take a rest, and make sure that Muglin... Got
fulfills
back.
His
end of the bargain.
End of the bargain.
Yeah, we
trusted him to walk back there, but I don't trust him.
You guys make your way through Smokeside. Bullet and Barrel Saloon's not too far, actually, I think, from the Screw Overlook. So it's a little jaunt to the west. Yeah, a few blocks to the west, deeper into Smokeside, and you find yourself at the Barrel and Bullet Saloon, which I haven't done the voices for these characters in a while.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
And as you walk in, you do see Muglin sitting at the bar, entertaining about 6 different people. And he's telling stories and carrying on. There's like a kind of a raucous amount of noise and normalness happening. Phoebe is off in the corner of the bar, and she waves at you guys as you come in and then motions you over. If you'd like to go and speak with Phoebe, you can do that.
Yes, let's go.
And then, of course, you know that Gattleby and Kosawana are in their laboratory area. What would you like to do? Or you can just go to sleep. Muglin is present.
It's funny that Muglin and Gattle be in the same place together and it's chill. Interesting. What y'all want
to
do?
The mission to steal the formula for Pyronite is over and failed and passed. Muglin's moved on.
Has
or so it seems.
Let's go talk to Phoebe then, Rest. What do y'all think?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yo, Phoebs.
Shumfall of Five, it's been a minute since I've seen you. Come on in. Come on into the back room. We've got a lot to talk about, I think. Welcome, welcome. Sit down. I'll have some food brought in. You look rather worse for wear.
We need to rest soon, but there is much to discuss.
Well, I've had your rooms prepped and made ready for you. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and we have uncovered a lot of information.
How was the gun works?
It was impressive. We got to fire the Ma, great Ma of Rovagug.
So I literally heard twice, right?
Are your ears ringing?
My ears are still... Everyone in town was talking about it. Some of the older dwarves and elves that are here were the last ones alive to hear it fired.
Oh, my gosh.
And they started freaking out, not gonna lie. It was very interesting.
That is cool.
They said, that's the Maw of Rovagug, and they were running through the streets, waving their undies over their head. Drove them insane.
That is cool.
It was amazing, but there is lots of...
That was you!
That was us! Ah, we did it.
I should have known.
But we did find out that there is lots of sabotage happening, and we know Lovelace is already in the middle of all this, but we do believe that she is coming to destroy the screw.
Yes, I spoke to that damn blasted scamp, Felonious Knave, Ambrose Muglin. I can't believe you sent him into my fine drinking establishment here. He's been nothing but loud and obnoxious this whole time, telling stories about how he's the only person in the entire city who's ever gotten away from you.
Oh my gosh.
Tarnishing your reputation, and then you just walk through the door. But the people here, they know who you are, and they know what happened.
And they know we are merciful, even when we do not want to be.
Well, the Shumfall of Five have started to gather quite a reputation, that's for sure. You're beloved. You're well known. At least in the underside of the city, we should say.
Do they sing any songs about us?
I hate you. I hate your guts.
Come on, Phoebe.
Sure they do. I haven't heard any. But I have heard someone say that someone was singing a song about you.
Okay.
It might have been Glass.
He's singing all kinds of songs.
That monkey goblin loves you. He's crazy about you guys. I did get a chance to speak with Muglin, and he told me that he had some condemning evidence against Angelique Lovelace. We finally have what Trieta Rasia asked for, which is a way to shut her down for good, once and for all. But we must bring her to bear before the court. Do you know where she is?
Not yet.
We only know what her plans are. We don't know where she's at.
What leads do you have?
We are heading to the Hydro Forge, the Tin Moon Hydro Forge.
The one that's right on the falls?
Yes, that there seems to be some extreme necromancy happening there, and we believe it might be Parsis.
Oh, that would answer a few questions. A lot of people have gone missing lately around the Hellside Cliffs, the docks areas. You know anything about that yet?
Yes. Yes, there was the bounty hunter, Rebecca Happenstance, hired to find Thiever's Charm. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
Dang it.
But that doesn't necessarily mean anything. What happened to this Thiever's guy?
They were chased into Dead Man's Alley, but there's this smog that keeps showing up with a face.
Smog?
Yes, a smog.
These are the things that you fought. Muglin's been blabbing about how he saved all four of you from two of these things.
Lies, no, Muglin. We saved him. Lies.
After throwing him off a cliff, too.
I figured there's much nothing but lies come out of his mouth, but he's here anyway to try and testify.
Do not let his silver tongue
you've got to get up pretty early in the morning to get one over on old Phoebe Dunsmith, that's for sure. Plus, I don't like him very much. Remember when I made you rob his bank? Asked you to rob his bank, I should say.
Yeah.
And you did. That was just for fun. Remember, I needed to get dirt on you so I could trust you.
Oh, yeah.
It was social engineering.
You're smart.
What's the other lead for
Russian? Phoebe slipped a little Russian.
She's like, I'm with the KGB.
I did this accent for too long and it just goes. All right, there. Got it back. Craig Ferguson. Here we go.
Kairos wants to go smack Muglin.
Is there anything else you want to talk to?
You walk into the bar and you like baby powder up your smacking
hand. Open
hand.
Oh,
and
man.
You just take him off his feet.
Bam.
Just blast him right in front of the entire bar. And then walk back into, yeah.
Yep.
Everybody, the cold crowd goes silent for a second. And then it, like, six people cheer in the background.
Tell the truth, Muglin.
And he's like, ah, can't win for losing these days.
Kairos says,
or some cliche.
As Kairos is walking away, he says,
put some respect on our name.
You should have let me drop him when we had the chance.
You've seen what your heroes are like. Outlaws through and through, I say. Till the end.
Once his job is done, he is done.
Yeah.
Well, I say under my breath.
Well, now you're headed off to the Ten-Winged Hydro Forge, it seems. Huh?
That is our next destination.
Okay. Get some rest tonight and head out there in the morning.
That was the loudest burp in my left ear.
Is that a burp?
It was a background noise.
Oh, I thought that was an intentional push of the button.
He pushed the button
to do that. It was a one shot.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that's what it was.
Oh, man.
I didn't hear it.
It was good. Play it again.
That was a quieter
one. Apparently, he's got a hot button for guttural noise. Great.
Gross.
It's the last thing.
Only in this playlist.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm still wondering is they had mentioned a gunshot. And then the engineer was gone out of the smog. That's the only, like, weird bit of information I had in my notes. I was like, that's kind of interesting.
Could they have gotten it wrong and maybe it wasn't a gunshot? Maybe it was like a one of the Batman pellets when he puts on
maybe ninja
like
pellets.
A smoke pellet?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Just something.
They should be called Batman pellets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's literally what they're called. Bruce Wayne. When you look at the box of them.
Yeah.
Wayne Industries. Batman pellets.
Yeah. When you buy smoke bombs it's now. Wayne Enterprises. At the fireworks stand, they're called Batman pellets.
Yeah. You go up and get some rest.
Yes.
Yeah.
So hit that rest and prepare button one time and get all your spells back. You wake up in the morning. There is a point of order here. Luton, you need to choose which staff you are going to equip for the day. The Staff of Greater Heal or the Staff of Water. Because that's the one you have to invest your spell slots in. Now, you could do both, but you would lose spell slots because these staves on their own, just without investing any spells in them, they only have 5 charges each. So if you want to be able to use more...
What do you guys think? The healing? Because we're about to go into battle with...
We're about to go into mini-boss territory.
Yeah. I'm thinking the healing. Staff of healing.
Although, the Hydro Forge sounds like we're going to be surrounded by water.
Yeah.
So
true.
And you're our tank.
Yeah, it might pay off to have...
Also, I don't know how big this joint is or how long we're going to be in there.
Okay, Staff of Water then.
I got some heals.
Yeah. Okay. So now you have to decide every spell rank that you give up, you can add charges to the staff up to your highest spell level.
Oh.
So you can give up a level 2 and a level 3 spell to add 5 charges and get up to 10 charges. You can do something combo like that or one level 5 spell.
I think 1, 2, and 1, 4.
Well, 5 is the max, but if you want to do a 2 and a 3...
Okay.
Then, yeah, you can only add a maximum of your spell level.
I haven't really played around with the...
Yeah. Stabs can be a little bit complex, but basically, you can invest up to your current spell level, which is 5, extra charges into a staff when you do your daily preparations.
Does that take away my spell slots?
It takes those spell slots away from you as an individual, but adds them as charges to the staff. So you get to cast spells with the staff, so you're just sort of swapping your energy.
I'm taking 1 second level spell slot and 1 third level.
The most that you can donate is 5.
So okay, so not per slot.
Yeah, some like combination of
like if I'm taking a level
5.
2, that's 2 slots.
Right.
Okay, 1 second level, 1 third level.
That would be 5 charges added to the staff.
Yeah.
A 2 and a 3, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't really like that, but because I already have... I mean, I guess that gives me more water spells.
And you're leaving your level 4 and level 5 spell slots open, which are your higher damaging abilities.
Right.
So strategically a good choice.
Do I need to change anything?
Nope. It's all good to go. You're already done. You have 10 out of 10 charges on your staff. It's equipped. It's attuned.
I mean, this is kind of cool because I get to use more of my water spells. I have a ton of water spells.
Yeah. And if you scroll down on your spell casting and you see the section that says staff spells, it shows you how many... of each spell you could potentially cast.
Does the spell quench just like make you hydrated?
No, it puts out magical fires.
Oh.
You cause the air in the area to become super saturated with water vapor. Non-magical fires in the area are automatically extinguished. Fire creatures take damage, and magical fire in the area can be counteracted.
Oh, that's cool.
Quench does a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, that takes care of Luton for the day.
Okay.
You guys are, everybody else is square?
Yep.
It's the morning. You go down, you have a good breakfast as part of your daily preparations. And You head out to the Tin Wound Hydro Forge.
Tin Wound?
Tin Wound?
Tin Wound, Tin Wound.
I don't know. There's no phonetic
pronunciation. Tin Wound sounds weird.
Tin Wound. But Tin Wound?
The clockwork thing you point you made before makes tin me wound. Think Tin Wound.
Yeah. Yep. I'm saying Tin Wound Hydro Forge from now on.
Okay.
You guys go there.
Yeah, we do.
And this is what it looks like.
And Kal-El is larger than the dock.
Yes. You guys have to take some boats to get over. It's and bigger than the you, boat. You go down to the docks district in the morning. There's some community boats. And you notice as you're leaving that there are a lot of them. Like a lot of extra boats tied up at these docks.
Where we landed?
No, where you leave from in order to row out to the Tin Wound Hydro Forge.
How many boats are there when we get there?
Dozens.
Oh.
Do you want to stop and count them all?
No, I'm just wondering if like...
Rough estimate?
47.
Wow, that's a lot.
47.
That was a great year.
Okay, Eobard Thawne.
What?
No one got that joke.
I don't know what that is.
I did.
You did.
I did.
Oh, Hoffman.
Okay.
All right.
There
we're
you,
here.
There you are.
There we are, and there we are.
On the at the Tin Wound Hydro Forge.
I love this.
I want to know how many boats, because I was wondering, like, how many people are here? Are a bunch of people rowing here and never leaving?
Well, it's 40-17.
40-17. All right. This, can we
several
do
a, dozen boats can, are tied up.
So 24.
And which means that people are not using them to go to the Tin Wound Hydro Forge.
But they're at the Tin Wound.
No, they're at the docks.
I'm asking how many are where we landed.
The four of you.
So there's four boats. There's only one way to get here. Take boats. So anyone who's in this place just poofed arrived here.
There's a portal.
Does it not make sense what I'm asking? Is it not a weird...
It was just confusing.
Okay, where we landed, where we pulled up, we got to the Tin Wound Hydro Forge.
So you left dozens of boats.
Left a bunch of boats.
And now there are not as many. Yeah.
There's not as many, so there's a smaller group of boats. Yeah. Okay. Can we do a perception check to just check the area?
I love boat talk.
And see...
Can I just say that?
If anything seems out of place.
I love that entire exchange.
It was great.
That was awesome.
I wasn't trying to be weird.
No, Scott looked at you like, what is your deal?
I just don't know why you want to know these things sometimes, but it's okay. I just need to do a better job of just blanket answering your questions.
Yeah.
The Tin Wound Hydro Forge sits atop a craggy island on the precipice of Alkin Falls, like an ogre squatting atop a mound of skulls.
Whoa, bro.
Oh, I told you this book was dark.
Chill.
Yeah, Cole.
A multitude of steel towers jut from the compound's domed roofs, crackling with electricity and shrouded in smog. Near the main entrance, two enormous pipes suck vast amounts of water into the bowels of the building. On the western edge of the Hydro Forge, a winding staircase leads up to the roof. On the eastern end of this small island, two small landings allow for boats to dock. So once again, the top of the map is the west. I don't know why they do this to me. That is what you see. You guys arrive on the eastern side. Here's the two giant pipes on the south, sucking in water.
Like a heart.
The entrance to the building is located very close to the edge of this craggy island.
That's right, because the Ustrati River is flowing from south to north, right? And the north is where it's going down the waterfall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this is a dumb question, but what is this?
It's like a power plant.
It is a power plant. This is also like where Newton's been here before.
Electric. Oh.
You built this thing.
You helped. You helped because there's some fine backstory for it. So it is a two-function building. It provides power to about 90% of Alkenstar. It also provides clean drinking water to everybody.
That was the system I helped.
That was the system you helped work on now several months ago, but this was where you came in order to do that work with Professor Radpole.
Okay.
Grad school.
That's right.
Loveless is evil.
Well, she's about to die, so let's get it.
Can we take a peek around and see if anything looks out of place or weird?
Yeah, you definitely can. Roll a perception check. As you are looking around, I'll reveal a little bit more of the map. You can see the stairs that lead up to the roof here on the opposite end from where you came in.
I rolled a 23.
21.
21.
24.
24.
22.
22.
Gosh.
Okay. As you're looking around, you don't see anything out of the ordinary.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Not immediately.
We see a locked door here at the front. Or, I'm sorry, we see a door.
You see a door. Locked.
Okay, and then we see stairs around
there's
the corner.
Also another door here, right up from the docks, about 10 feet away from the docks.
That's the one I was looking at, okay. Yeah. That's
so
what I'm in front
two
of.
Two doors.
All right, gang, where do we want to go in? Don't all speak at once.
I'm going to roll a dice. Odds if we go down. I'll say go down here.
Did we determine boat count before we?
Shut up.
I said we go to the door. That's
the southern door,
further east or south.
I'm sorry, east. You're correct. Yeah. I'm looking at the map side.
Here.
Yeah, the okay. first door.
This the door that is the main entrance appears to be the one that is to the south, and the door near the docks, the easternmost door, it looks like a maintenance entrance, side entrance.
I vote side.
And then you have the stairs that go up to the top roof area that you can't see yet either, where there's no door.
What do you guys think?
That's how you get backstage to the VIP maintenance door.
Do you want to peek up the stairs first, or you just want
to
go in the store?
I'm down with that. I'm down to peek up the stairs, see what's up.
All right.
I kind of want to go up the stairs, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Here we go. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo.
Okay, you guys can move yourselves around.
Vargy up here with me.
Yeah.
If you go up the stairs.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's a laser.
It reveals a rooftop, and those are power lines that you see coming off of 10 highly electrified, sparkling, crackling, jolting coils that look very similar to like a Tesla coil that are collecting all the electricity out of the tin-wound Hydroforge and sending it into the city.
Cool.
Do not touch that.
I have some fun little jib-jab to read for you. 10 pillars, each topped with a ring of metallic coils, are spaced in two even rows across the Hydroforge's roof. Lances of electricity jump at random from pillar to pillar, illuminating the stonework with an azure light. Constant sparks of lightning leap onto a large metal rail that hangs suspended between the pillars. Supported by steel pillars, the metal rail leads away from the rooftop, across the river, and into the city. 10 large metal cables lead from the base of each electric pillar to a metal hatch on the roof nearby. And here you can see this hatch and all the cables that collect. If you come around the corner there you go.
Oh, wow.
And then as you're investigating all of this, go back to where you were and roll for initiative.
Awesome.
As you also see several of those nasty-looking, shocking,
no zombies.
Horrible zombies
no!
up on the roof.
Oh, my God.
And that is where we will end this episode.
Wow. I knew it.
As we will roll for initiative next week.
Oh, my goodness. That's scary.
Count them out, Greg. How many do you see?
I don't see any.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
What?
That's correct.
Six of us.
Let's run back down the stairs.
Seem to be drinking in this energy that is zapping off of these coils.
We should have gone the side
door. Cut the energy.
So there should have been more boats.
You're going to shut off the power to all of
them. There should have been more boats then if they all got
shut up.
Boat talk.
Oh, gosh. Happy birthday, Tim.
Tune in next week, Thunder Buddies.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't talk like that to your friends if you want to keep them.
Wow. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.